pressure, I thought they would get to him far more than they did. But the combination of Eli and the wide receivers who, I mean, just, you want a clinic in how to play the position and how to make catches in every way, shape, or form. Not all the balls that Eli threw were great balls. And they made him look good.
But what Eli does, along with the other truly great quarterbacks in the league, is that he throws guys open.
Yeah.
So you say that, you know, the other end made the play, and you're right.
Mm-hmm.
But the foresight to throw it to the window, the anticipatory skill, and the balls to throw it, Eli does that exceedingly well.
And you see it at times because he anticipated something that the wide receiver didn't.
That's right.
And you think, why did he throw it there? Well, because that's where the wide receiver would have been open. And he didn't see it, and Eli did.
Well, let's get a read. We get a chance to chat with the 49ers GM every Monday here on The Drive. That's Trent Baalke, and the Trent Baalke Report is brought to you by Guinness Black Lager, Taste of Belief, and also by Comfort Solar, your energy solutions company. Quick turnaround, Thursday night game against Seattle, and Trent Baalke is back on The Drive. Trent, how you feeling?
Good, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good. A little bit of a different, some questions for you, finally. I mean, it's 79-3. We can only speak in platitudes. I mean, you guys have been rolling. Yesterday was disappointing for everybody. What did you see? Let's start with that. Your overall synopsis of the game. What did you see, Trent?
Well, first, welcome to the NFL. you look at the film and you try to critique what went wrong and where we need to get better, and that's all you can do. I mean, we can play better football, and it's not one. We can't point our finger at one specific thing. There's a lot of things that we need to do better on offense, defense, special teams. So you win as a team, you lose as a team, and, you got to shake it off and get ready for the next one.
Trent, Jim mentioned it in his post-game press conference about the game plan and that it wasn't the right one. What did you see as far as the game plan is concerned and where it needs to be different?
Well, guy, you know me by now. I don't get into the game plan and stuff, and coach can speak to that. We need to do things better, and we need to do things better in all three phases. We understand that. The guys understand it. The coaches understand it. We understand it. It's time to move on. It's a quick turnaround, and we got a team that's playing awfully good football coming here Thursday that's within our division, and it's a game that we got to go out and play well in.
You know, Trent, the one of the things that I said to Rick, and I'm not sure if you would agree with this, and that's fine if you don't, but my opinion is that the 49ers have gotten a little bit away from their identity, and it worked very well for you guys. Ball control, special teams, great toughness and resolve, discipline, great defense. I didn't see that yesterday. It almost seems, I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but it almost seems like the offense is trying to get too cute.
Well, I mean, I think everyone has their own opinion on that. And the one thing I can tell you is I trust Coach Harbaugh and his staff without question. So, and we're going to continue to do that. Games go your way sometimes. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes you win by a lot. Sometimes you lose by a lot. A lot of times they're tight games in the NFL. And we're gonna keep our heads up. We're going to go back to work. We're going to figure out what we did wrong, what we need to do better, and come out Thursday night with every intention of playing a much better football game.
Trent, there was a lot of I think the perhaps the most unexpected thing for me, or the most disappointing in some ways, was that this was the chance to play the team that knocked you out last year, and win or lose, however it goes, I expected that to be reflected in the intensity of the 49ers' effort. What did you think of the effort that the team gave?
I think the effort's there. I don't question our guys' competitiveness whatsoever, nor would I. They wanted to win just as badly as the fans wanted them to win, and certainly prepared all week for that. These games, as you saw yesterday across the league, You know, there were a lot of games that the odds makers had going one way and they went another way.
Yep.
It's life in the National Football. You got to come ready to play. And, you know, let's give credit where credit's due. That's an awfully good football team. It's a well-coached football team. It's a well-run organization. And they beat us. And that's, we can leave it at that and move on.
Well, I don't want to oversimplify this, but the feeling was that you guys had improved from last year and that maybe they weren't quite as good. And so the game last year was more competitive. Why was this one not?
I mean, if you look early on, there were opportunities early on and we didn't capitalize on them. And they did capitalize on a couple opportunities early on and got the momentum going their way. And sometimes in the league, that's a tough thing to break when momentum turns against you. But it's one game. It's not going to make or break our season. We were beaten. We were beaten soundly. And now we got to get off the carpet and go back to work.
I'm talking to Trent Baalke, GM of the Niners, here on the Drive. Tierney and Buecher get a chance to chat with Trent every Monday here on the show. And we had him last year as well. And Giants come in. They beat the Niners. And up next, Seattle. You know, Trent, there's no other position in pro sports, goalie, point guard, shortstop. There's nothing, no position that garners such great criticism and praise like the quarterback position. And it's amazing. I mean, last week, Alex, probably the best game he's played as a 49er, and yesterday, arguably the worst. And the theme today, and to be honest, I think there's a part of me that's a little conflicted too. I might buy this to a degree, that Colin Kaepernick's increased role is beginning to impact Alex's flow. Is that fair?
I don't know that you can say that. I think, you know, the tendency when things are going well is to jump on the bandwagon, and when things go bad, it's to overreact to situations. You know, once again, you know, we need to play better football. That's the bottom line, and we all understand that. Our guys will. We'll tell you that, but you know, we're not gonna overreact to one loss. Although disappointed, we're gonna come back to work like we have already because we didn't have a day off today, and we're gonna get ready for Thursday night's game.
Trent, if you could pinpoint an element that was the difference between Alex's performance last week and his performance this week, what would it be?
Well, it's never on one guy. It's the offense. You know, if you look at the first two drives, we moved the ball very well, and couldn't finish them off. Couldn't put points on the board with them, at least touchdowns. And when you do that, we had the ball for 11 minutes and 38 seconds or something of the 15 in the first quarter, and came away with nothing.
Yeah.
And so there was a time there where we were doing some awfully good things. Everybody needs to play better. We're not hanging this on Alex by any stretch. We all need to do better. I need to do my job better, and that's how we always, you know, go about it here. We win as a team, we lose as a team, but I'm pretty confident this group's is a resilient group. It's going to bounce back, and it's going to bounce back in a very positive way.
Trent, I understand this is one game. It doesn't, as you said, it doesn't wreck where you're ultimately trying to get to. If you could take a step back in terms of what you anticipated going into this season or into this weekend and this game and what you hope to get done, just how disappointed are you in this result?
Well, obviously disappointed, you know, like we all are. But certainly not going to get down and jump off a bridge. You know, we're going to, like I say, it's one game. And it's a game that, did we want to come out and make a statement? Sure, we did. You know, I don't think anybody would argue with that or disagree with that. But the fact remains we didn't. So now it's how do you respond to adversity? That's to me, the sign of a good football team is a positive response to adverse conditions, and that's what we're going
to
do.
Looking forward to Thursday. I think you lay out that last part very well. Trent, good luck against Seattle. We'll get you next Monday.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Trent.
You got it. Trent Baalke, GM of the Niners, and